If they really did allow those resentful spirits to fly off, then wouldn't that unleash a third epidemic of the human face disease? Shillian instantly cried. We have to find a way to stop it. Below, on the shoulder, Mu Qing's black robes and hair were getting windswept and mussed. How can we do that? He yelled back. That giant stone statue abruptly stopped and roused clouds of dust and sand. Everyone, hold your breath first. Then, that flying black smoke that had been right on their trail caught up. That giant stone statue raised a hand and smashed. The winds of that smash shook the heavens and quaked the earth. And if this was the ground, it would have been a gale that could uproot centuries-old trees. However, there were nonetheless still pots that were broken up and other pots that were blown away. Shillian couldn't bear the sight of it and said, if only there were a sword. As if seeing right through what he was thinking, Hua Cheng said, Gurgur, there's a way to get a sword. Shillian was delighted. How? For this, we'll have to see if your heavenly colleagues down there would be willing. If you've got away, then just say it. Stop cajoling him, Feng Xin said. Shillian had pretty much guessed it, however. Are you saying, have General Pei and the others come together and transform into a sword? That's right, Hua Cheng said. Heavenly officials inside Mount Tonglu had their powers restricted, but there are several martial gods here. If four of them transform into one spirit body and strike together, their might should be considerable. Pei Ming was the first to respond. I think this idea is doable. Mu Qing, however, was still doubtful. Is it really? There's how many martial gods here? Three, right? Pei Su and Yin Yu's powers were completely gone, and the Rain Master wasn't a martial god. So the only ones who could come together were Pei Ming, Feng Xin, and Mu Qing. Pei Ming replied, No, there are four. Qi Ying is here too. Huh? Yin Yu hesitated for a moment. Then with one hand still holding Gu Su, the other hand flipped out a Dharma doll. Yet, unexpectedly, before the seal was released, that Dharma doll started shaking wildly on its own, shrieking with a noise that was piercing to the ears. That sound stabbed everyone, and they all reached up to cover their ears, and Yin Yu hastily sealed it anew, flipping out a different Dharma doll as he nervously explained himself. Sorry about that. I grabbed the wrong one. That was the green ghost Qi Rong just now. This one is the right one. Then he tossed that Dharma doll in the air and it exploded into red smoke. The form of a young man appeared within the mist, tumbling down. That giant divine statue lifted a hand to catch him, and that young man flipped and landed steadily in his palm. He scratched that curly, blood-stained head and looked up. Then he saw a large group of people and became confused. Yin Yu had already snuck behind someone's back to hide, but he was instantly picked out by Chuan Yijin. He jumped up and shouted, Shishong! In an instant, Chuan Yijin came stomping up. However, Yin Yu got headaches just seeing his face. He'd rather listen to Qi Rong shriek for 3 days and three nights than speak one more word to Chuan Yijin. Fortunately, Pei Ming snatched Chuan Yijin away. Come, time to get to work, Qi Ying. Have your reunion after work's done. Chuan Yijin was profoundly confused. Plus, he was biased against Pei Ming. He seemed ready to punch his face. But then he looked up and saw Shillian was up there, his hands clapped in prayer toward him, begging sincerely. Please and thank you, Qi Ying. While he didn't understand the situation at all, still, he scratched his head and joined the ranks. For Mu Qing to become a sword for another martial god, he wasn't without opinions. But now that they had managed to put four together in a group, he couldn't just say he wouldn't do it, so he stayed silent. Thus, upon the palm of the divine statue, the four formed a line in the order of Peiming, Fengxin, Quan Yijin, and Mu Qing. Hua Cheng leaned his elbows on the edges of the crown platform and took a glance. Isn't the order of the last two reversed? Logically, the order Peiming, Fengxin, Mu Qing, and Quan Yijin would have made more sense. In comparison, Quan Yijin's spiritual powers weren't too stable. So if he was situated in the middle of the sword, it might snap halfway if it was swung too aggressively. Xilian wiped his face off with sweat. No, it's not. Fengxin and Mu Qing should never be placed together, because they might just start beating each other up halfway through. There must be someone in between to separate them. Hearing this, Hua Cheng raised his brows, his expression seeming to say, please have them beat each other to death. That'd be great. When they looked down again, the spiritual light suddenly emitted from those four bodies, stronger and stronger, spreading out, forming into one. Finally, they became a sword of spiritual light. The moment the sword took shape, the giant stone statue tossed it into the air, reached out, and gripped it. With the sharp sword in one hand, Xilian was like a tiger with wings added, his might increasing exponentially, and he struck out. Those resentful spirits with long black smoke tails screeched unceasingly when slashed through by the sword of spiritual light. Then, their voices abruptly stopped. Chasing after them on the tailwinds of victory, Xilian's sword danced like a wildflower, slashing millions of ghosts into shattering pieces, like the winds blowing apart fragmented clouds. Wherever the blade swept through, it was as if fireworks exploded in the sky, extremely beautiful to see. All the monsters and demons down below were stupefied by the sight, and only when the 1,000-ton boots of the giant stone statue came stomping over did they remember to flee. Just as Xilian was engrossed in all the slashing, suddenly, that giant stone statue seemed to have stumbled a step, like it was going to fall forward, and Xilian hastily used the sword to support it off the ground, steadying it. Then, the martial guards who formed the sword array asked, Your Highness, what's going on? Keep fighting, he answered. They're gathering again. Xilian had controlled this giant stone statue for so long, and he was feeling slightly tired, his head covered in sweat, his mind also high in tension. It's nothing, just... It's just all the spiritual power had been burned through, that's all. He whipped his head around, and Hua Cheng was standing but inches behind him, seeming like he was just about to reach out for him. So Xilian stopped caring for everything else and went right ahead. He stomped over and cupped Hua Cheng's face with his hands, standing slightly on tippy toes, closing his eyes before he pressed his lips over. Fengxin, Mu Qing, and Quan Yijin were speechless. Peiming said, Ho ho! It wasn't enough just cupping Hua Cheng's face. And since it was going to be the same either way, Xilian thought he might as well suck more. So he circled his arms around Hua Cheng's neck tightly and kissed deeper. All the fatigue earlier was completely swept away. His body was suddenly filled with spiritual power again. However, the giant sword of spiritual light in the grip of the giant stone statue was instantly clamoring with riotous noise. Fengxin was shaken. What is this? What are you two doing? Your Highness? Xilian accidentally choked a bit, and only then did he break away. He didn't dare look down and shouted toward the sky, Borrowing spiritual powers. I'm only borrowing spiritual powers. Very proper. Mu Qing was shaken too. You didn't need to do this to borrow spiritual powers, though. Just a slap or a smack or something would have been fine. Xilin didn't know what he was saying anymore either, and cried randomly, laughing. I've been seen through. It's not actually borrowing any spiritual powers. He laughed again. Seeing him like this, Ho Cheng also laughed out loud. He cupped Xilin's face back with his hands, then leaned down and kissed his forehead, speaking gently. Don't be nervous, Gogo. Strange as it was, after this, Xilin suddenly returned to normal. He pretended he hadn't heard Feng Xin and Mu Cheng's voices, and he grew solemn, forming hand seals once more. That giant stone statue pulled the sword of spiritual light from the ground and started slashing and cutting wildly, like it was filled with inexhaustible strength. Chen Yijin was suddenly filled with awe and respect. So that really was borrowing spiritual powers just now. It suddenly becomes strong. Mu Qing couldn't hold back and exclaimed, "Complete bullshit! What do you know?" But soon after, he probably thought there wasn't a need to explain such a thing to a man-child like Chen Yijin, and forcibly changed his tune. Yes, that's right. It was borrowing spiritual powers. Pei Ming laughed heartily. That's right indeed, but you can't borrow like that so casually. Understand, Qi Ying? Feng Xin gaped. What are you all saying? Do you all actually believe that? However, while the might was increased, those resentful spirits enveloped the entire sky. There wasn't a giant net that could capture them all, and upon seeing how powerful this giant god was, they all fled, flapping their tails as they swam far away, like giant, human-faced tadpoles. Xilin cried, "Chase them!" Yet unexpectedly, it didn't chase a few steps before that giant stone statue slumped over without a warning, and fell to the side. Enough spiritual powers were clearly taken just now, and Xilin was in excellent form, so there was no reason for that to happen. Just as they were about to fall over, Xilin looked down, and only then did he notice that on the leg of this divine statue, there was actually a giant hole. Shattered rocks rolled down from the wound. The figure of a white-clad man came fluttering down from it, then landed languidly, vanishing immediately afterward, truly elusive like a ghost, leaving not a trace. It was white, no face. He actually broke the leg of this divine statue with his bare hands. The giant stone statue came falling down in giant rumbles. Fortunately, everyone riding the statue was no uncommon, and they reacted extremely fast, leaping off and landing safely. Xilin and Hua Cheng leapt up the chest of the divine statue, and Xilin tried commanding it to stand, but it struggled greatly. The giant divine statue sprawled on the ground and slowly writhed, looking rather miserable. Within the sword array, Mu Qing questioned, "How is it? Can it still stand?" "Did powers run out again?" Chen Yijin asked. "Do you need to borrow more?" "No, this isn't a question of spiritual powers," Pei Ming said. "Qi Ying, there's no need to remember any of that. Forget it completely." "It's probably significantly injured," Xilin said. "It won't be able to move again." While rocks felt no pain, if they still forced it to stand and continue to fight, the injured leg would probably fall off completely. This wouldn't just be a matter of striking powers being greatly cut down. This was, after all, Hua Cheng's most heartfelt masterpiece, and also Xilin's favorite divine statue. If it was really going to be destroyed like that, he couldn't help but feel hurt over it. Seeing the enemy collapse, the resentful spirits in the air danced wildly with mad joy and darted all over. Were they just going to watch with open eyes while those creatures escaped to the outside? He glanced to the side and Hua Cheng's expression was one of dark anger. It was anger toward White No Face, and after humming for a moment, he spoke up. "Gogo." Just then, from within the dense and thick black clouds, a ray of bright white light came peeking through, as if somewhere above the clouds, something had lit up. Soon after, there was a second ray, a third, then a fourth. Countless shining white lights came piercing down, penetrating through the gloomy clouds and stabbing through the resentful spirits. This white spiritual light that was so strong it could blind one was familiar to all the heavenly officials present. After all, the entire heavenly court was always endlessly enveloped and shone upon by the spiritual light. Jun Wu had come.